He appeared one day, driving up in one of his cars as I was walking along reading Ivanhoe. Often I would walk along reading books. I didn't see anything wrong with this, but it became something else to be added as further proof against me. Reading while walking was definitely on the list. "You're one of the Who's It girls, aren't you? So-and-so was your father, wasn't he? Your brothers, Thingy, 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 and Thingy used to be on the Hurley team, didn't they? Hop in. I'll give you a lift." This was said casually, the passenger door already opening. I was startled out of my reading. I had not heard this car drive up. Had not seen before either this man at the wheel of it. He was leaning over, looking out at me, smiling and friendly by way of being obliging. But by now, by age 18, smiling, friendly and obliging always had me straight on the alert. It was not the lift itself. People who had cars here would often stop and offer lifts to others going into and out of the area. Cars were not in abundance then, and public transport, because of bomb scares and hijackings, were intermittently withdrawn. Curb crawling, too, may have been a term recognised, but it was not recognised as a practice. Certainly I had never come across it. Anyway, I did not want a lift. That was generally speaking. I liked walking. Walking and reading, walking and thinking. Also, specifically speaking, I did not want to get in the car with this man. I did not know how to say so, though, as he wasn't being rude, and he knew my family, for he'd named their credentials, the male people of my family, and I couldn't be rude because he wasn't being rude. So I hesitated, or froze, which was rude. "I'm walking," I said. "I'm reading." And I held up the book as if Ivanhoe should explain the walking, the necessity for walking. "You can read in the car," he said. And I don't remember how I responded to that. Eventually, he laughed and said, "No bother. Don't you be worrying. Enjoy your book there." And he closed the car door and drove away.